Στο τέταρτο επεισόδιο της σειράς «Ιστορίες των Άντζακς» από την Ελλάδα ακούμε την ιστορία του Φρανκ Έζη, όπως την αφηγείται η κόρη του, Ruth Riordan. Ο Φρανκ Έζη εκμαλωτίστηκε από τους Γερμανούς τον Ιούνιο του 1941, λίγες μέρες μετά τη μάχη της Κρήτης.
After the Battle of Crete, he was taken prisoner. He missed being evacuated at Sfakia. He was taken prisoner and marched back over the mountains to the prison, Australian prison compound at Skinnes. And he escaped and fled into the mountains. I am now finding out in dribs and drabs, some of the story is still coming to light. I am now just finding out that he escaped with two other fellows. One fellow was named Noel Park, and I don't know the other one, but somehow or other they got separated, and then he ended up meeting up with two other Australians and an Englishman. And the four of them were up, I believe, in the Aya Arini Gorge, and there was an elderly man minding his sheep, and he stumbled across these four escapees and took them down to his village, which was Kustereko. The man's name was Vardis Yordikaki. They were in a very poor state when they were found. My father said in a newspaper interview, which I found after he passed away, that they'd saved his life. And I didn't know until I came to Crete and talked to members of the family how literal that was. Apparently the four of them were very, very close to death from starvation and, I suppose, hypothermia and God knows what else when they were found up the top of the gorge. When they reached Kustereko, he took my father to his house, and the other three were allotted out, two of his brothers and a cousin, and they took them into their homes and nursed them back to health. Because the Georgiakakis family and other members of that village were very, very deeply involved with the Greek partisans, the Andartes, the guerrillas in the hills, the resistance. All the men from that, young men from that village, were all partisans. There were the Paterarchuses, who were a very famous family in the Cretan resistance, were all villagers from Kustereko. So my father and his two Australian fellows that he'd met along the way became deeply involved with the SOE activities and that particular Andartes group, guerrilla group. He stayed there for 2 years, in their home for 2 years. The only time he left the home was when it was unsafe for him to be in the village if a German patrol came to the village. Then they would go back up into the hills and hide until it was safe to come back again.
Η οικογένεια του Βαρδί Γεωργιακάκη φιλοξένησε το Φρανκ Έζη για 2 χρόνια. Και έγινε κάτι περισσότερο από έναν απλό φιλοξενούμενο. Έγινε μέλος της οικογένειας.
There were four boys and two girls in the family, the children, and the girls slept in the bedroom with their mother and father, and the four boys and my father slept in another room on the floor, all cuddled up together. And as far as they were concerned, he was just another brother, another son. Vardis always referred to my father as his son.
Ο Φρανκ Έζη έφυγε από την Κρήτη στις 7 Μαΐου του 1943, στην τελευταία απόπειρα των συμμάχων να απομακρύνουν όσους έτυχε να βρίσκονται ακόμη στην Κρήτη. 4 μήνες αργότερα, οι Γερμανοί έμαθαν ότι το χωριό είχε κρύψει στρατιώτες των συμμάχων. Τα αντίπεινα δεν άργησαν να έρθουν.
The final evacuation of the last remaining stragglers, as they called them, took place on the 7th of May in 1943. In September of 43, the Germans found out that this village had harboured Australians and New Zealanders, and they shelled the village. The men were all up in the mountains, so they rounded up all the old men and the women and children into the village square in front of a firing squad. They fired on them, but fortunately there was a party of the villagers in the mountains close by, and they turned around then and fired upon the Germans and managed to save most of the women and children. I think there was one woman and three children, or was it two women and three children? One woman and three children, I think, were killed in the firing squad, some wounded. Ellis Arvett was wounded, and Chrysoula said to her mother and Ellis Arvett, "I am not going to be shot. If they're going to shoot me, they can shoot me while I'm running." And she ran. She ran into the hills and into the trees and up into the mountains. But unfortunately, she was captured a couple of weeks later and spent 48 days in Aia prison, prisoner of the Germans, because they were strongly suspicious that she was tied up with the resistance. She was tortured and all sorts. Terrible, terrible stuff.
Η Ruth Riordan ξόδεψε αρκετά χρόνια ψάχνοντας να βρει τα κομμάτια του puzzle της ιστορίας του πατέρα της και να τα συναρμολογήσει. Ο Frank Essie δεν είχε μιλήσει στα παιδιά του για την συμμετοχή του στον πόλεμο. Το μόνο που ήξεραν ήταν ότι πολέμησε στον Δεύτερο Παγκόσμιο Πόλεμο και ότι έπαιρνε μέρος στην παρέλαση την ημέρα των Anzacs.
When we were growing up, we were always aware that he was a soldier in the Second World War because he always marched on Anzac Day. He had his medals, which he was very proud of. But of the war itself, he didn't actually speak at all. We knew he was on an island called Crete, and of course, as little kids, we didn't even know where Crete was or Greece or anything else. And then when I turned about 10, my father somehow or other got hold of a book, and that book turned out to be Hide and Seek by Ian Fielding, who was an SOE officer, later we found out. Well, my father's picture was in that book. Although he wasn't named, he was called a Cretan villager, but it was him. He was very proud of the fact that it was him, and he showed us, but he still didn't tell us any real details.
Προς το τέλος της ζωής του, ο Frank Essie άρχισε να μιλάει λίγο περισσότερο για τα βιώματά του στον Δεύτερο Παγκόσμιο Πόλεμο.
Just before he died, he kept talking about how proud he was of what he did during the war. And I didn't think much of it at the time, but afterwards I thought, gosh, I wished I'd read that book. So I started to try and get hold of a copy, and it was out of print. But finally, I managed to secure a copy, and from then, my curiosity was aroused, and I went looking. But up until then, all I knew was my father was an Australian soldier that was on Crete.
Μετά από πολλές προσπάθειες, η Ruth Riordan κατάφερε να βρει ένα αντίγραφο του βιβλίου Hide and Seek που περιείχε την φωτογραφία του πατέρα της. Επικοινώνησε με παιδιά άλλων Αυστραλών που είχαν πολεμήσει στην μάχη της Κρήτης και άρχισε να ειχνηλατεί την πορεία του Frank. Ο Νεοζηλανδός Ian Fraser είχε ήδη βρει την οικογένεια Γεωργιακάκη όταν τον γνώρισε η Ruth. Ο πατέρας του είχε πολεμήσει στην Κρήτη και ο Ian είχε γράψει το βιβλίο On the Run. Ο Ian Fraser είχε μιλήσει σε ηλικιωμένους κρητικούς που έζησαν τον πόλεμο και την κατοχή. Ανάμεσά τους και δύο γυναίκες που μιλούσαν για έναν Αυστραλό που είχαν κρύψει γονείς τους μέσα στο σπίτι τους, ονόματι Fred. Για χρόνια κανείς δεν ήξερε ποιος ήταν ο Fred, μέχρι που η Ruth κατάφερε να ενώσει τα κομμάτια του puzzle που την οδήγησαν στο Κουστογέρακο και το σπίτι που για δύο χρόνια είχε γίνει το σπίτι του πατέρα της. Μέσα από τα τόσα που της είπαν οι δύο αδελφές μιλώντας της για τα χρόνια της κατοχής, σαν να θέλαν να καλύψουν τις δεκαετίες της σιωπής, η Ruth ξεχώρισε μόνο τέσσερις λέξεις. Τις μοναδικές λέξεις που οι δύο αδερφές ήξεραν στα αγγλικά. Ήταν οι λέξεις που τους είχε μάθει ο Frank Essie. Frank Essie, Kai Ogle, Australia.
Couple of old ladies kept referring to an Australian soldier that they had in their house, and they kept calling him Fred. And for many years, they couldn't work out who this Fred was. Well, when we finally put two and two together, we realised it wasn't Fred at all, it was Frank. And these two old ladies from Kustierico were Georgiakakis, and they were the two daughters, or two of the daughters in this family, and they remembered my father very well, except they couldn't say Frank, they kept saying Fred. In her broken English that my father had taught her, she was saying, Frank Essie, but it sounded like Fred, as I said before, Frank Essie, Kyogle, Australia. Kyogle, Australia, where he lived. He taught her his name and address.
Θα νόμιζε κανείς ότι αυτό ήταν το τέλος της ιστορίας για την Ruth. Κι όμως, για εκείνη ήταν η αρχή. Η αρχή της σχέσης της με την οικογένεια Γεωργιακάκη, με την Κρήτη και την ιστορία του νησιού. Τα τέσσερα αγόρια της οικογένειας δεν ήταν εν ζωή όταν η Ruth πήγε στην Κρήτη. Οι δύο αδερφές όμως ζούσαν.
The first one we met was Elisavet. Oh, how to describe it. There are no words, Dina. There are no words. This dear little thing, over 90 years of age, about 4 foot tall, full of personality and dynamic. I couldn't understand a word she was saying. Not a single word. But she never stopped talking and crying and hugging us when she knew who we were. And then the same again a couple of days later when we met the other sister, Chrysoula.
Και όπως οι γονείς τους είχαν πάρει στην οικογένεια των Φρανκ, οι δύο αδερφές πήραν στις δικές τους οικογένειες τη Ruth, που από τότε επισκέπτεται την Κρήτη συχνά. Συνήθως την φιλοξενεί η Μαρία, κόρη της Χρυσούλας, που η Ruth την αποκαλεί αδερφή.
Last year I went and stayed with my relatives for 8 weeks. No, 9 weeks, I beg your pardon. 9 weeks with my, as I call her, sister, Maria. Chrysoula's daughter, Maria, is my sister, as I call her, and I had 9 weeks with her, just the two of us, in her farm up at Omelos in the mountains, and she doesn't speak a word of English. They've all told me my name is not Reardon, it's Georgiakakis, and they've laid claim to me well and truly.
Η Κρήτη είναι για τη Ruth το αγαπημένο της μέρος, περισσότερο από το Kyogle, όπου γεννήθηκε και ζει μέχρι σήμερα.
I've tried to analyze it. I've tried to explain why. Is it God? Is it fate? Is it karma? Is it, what is it? What is it? I don't know. Ask anybody who's been to Crete. They'll all say the same. It's just magic. You can't explain it. There are so many New Zealanders and Australians that have the same story as I have. And we're all a family. We all keep in touch with one another. So that also is a very strong bond. And we communicate with each other on the day of the Battle of Crete. And I certainly communicate with them all over there as well. Yes, that's how I spend the day, almost like an Anzac Day, I guess.
Lovely dream has all come true. We'll be dancing the victory polka.
Στο επόμενο επεισόδιο θα ακούσουμε την ιστορία του Tom Devery, όπως την αφηγείται η κόρη του, Shirley Devery.
Dad was a soldier of the 2nd 6th Battalion, my father's group battalion, the 2nd 6th, to hold the Corinth Canal, which was extremely important. So they went down, they were able to, you know, shoulder to shoulder with Greek military people that were still there, and they were actually able to hold the canal.
United Nations and rebuild. When this lovely dream has all come true, we'll be dancing the victory polka. We'll be dancing.